From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A new wave of protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital erupted Sunday in parts of the Muslim and Arab world. Lebanese security forces outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut fired water cannons and tear gas to beat back Lebanese and Palestinian protesters who hurled stones at the embassy and burned Trump in effigy. They also burned American and Israeli flags. In Indonesia, which is home to the world's largest population of Muslims, thousands of protesters mounted a demonstration outside the American embassy in the capital, Jakarta, while other protests took place in Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, Malaysia, Egypt, and the Palestinian territories bordering Israel. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, defended Trump's decision in an interview on CNN. She said Israel already has numerous government agencies in Jerusalem and said, "Why shouldn't we have the embassy there?" She said Trump did the will of the American people by making a decision that previous American presidents refused to make. Earlier Sunday, the Arab League called Trump's decision a dangerous development that places the United States in a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. The statement was issued after an emergency meeting of League foreign ministers in Cairo. It went on to say that Trump's decision also strips the U.S. of its role as a sponsor and broker in the Mideast process. The head of the Arab League called on the nations of the world to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital in response to Trump's announcement. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign is getting underway now to stop diphtheria from spreading among Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Diphtheria, a disease that was eliminated from Bangladesh decades ago, is rapidly spreading among Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar. The World Health Organization reports more than 110 suspected cases, including six deaths, have been clinically diagnosed. Health officials warn these cases could be just the tip of the iceberg. They say the refugees are extremely vulnerable to diseases as they have low vaccination coverage and are living in congested, unsanitary settlements that are breeding grounds for infectious diseases. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says her agency is working with the Bangladesh Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the UN Children's Fund, and partners to contain the spread of diphtheria, a highly infectious respiratory disease. She says this is being done through treatment and prevention. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's opposition has delayed plans for an inauguration ceremony of leader Raila Odinga, who boycotted elections in October. The National Super Alliance, or NASA, had planned a mock ceremony to, quote, inaugurate Odinga as president on Tuesday, which is Kenya's Independence Day, and 2 weeks after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was officially sworn in for a second term. NASA said the decision was made after consultations and engagement with a wide range of national and international officials, did not name any specific parties. Kenya's attorney general said last week a mock swearing-in could amount to charges of treason against Odinga, which is punishable by death in Kenya. New evacuations were ordered in Santa Barbara County in Southern California Sunday morning, as the largest wildfire currently burning in the state threatened a number of coastal towns. Residents of Carpinteria and Montecito were ordered to evacuate early Sunday as the so-called Thomas Fire spread further toward the city of Santa Barbara, about 160 kilometers west of Los Angeles. More than 88,000 people have been evacuated because of the Thomas Fire, which the state's fire agency said was 15% contained by Saturday night. Nearly half a dozen fires burned across Southern California over the past week, burning more than 670 square kilometers since Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.